This is another original OFM podcast.
Welcome to the rugby panel. With the Bucks wrapping up their home campaign before the World Cup, anything worthwhile come out of Pretoria on Saturday, gents?
Yeah, the bench go on highway back to Joburg. That's it, niks anders.
Well, I kind of agree, Duff. Nothing much to write home about, really.
Oh, come on, Jeff, that's ridiculous.
Jeff, really?
Nobody writes home anymore, not even me. Everyone's using email and SMS now. Get with the times, man.
Yes, Imana, that game could have come back to bite Rassi in the alley.
Well, you're right, Jeff. Rassi made 15 changes to his team that won the championship.
The last time a coach did that, it was a week before Kamp Staaldwaard.
The Strauli era. Made more Springboks than a Jasna Makwela and Kazel.
Oh my word, I forgot about Ruan Strauli and the Kamp Staaldwaard days. Must have been absolute hell having to stand stark naked in ice-cold water in sub-zero temperatures.
Hey, my friend, thanks to Eskom, that's how I take a shower every second day, man.
Anyway, as I was saying, of those changes, only Siya Kolisi can be assured of his place in the starting lineup for the World Cup. I think there might be 14 other very hungry players on Saturday who'll be feeling very disappointed.
14 hungry players feeling very disappointed is exactly how the box 20 years ago felt when Kobus Visa was in front of the breakfast buffet at the Players Hotel.
In any case, guys, it was an opportunity for Rassi to look at fringe players.
Yes, but we all saw it, and I feel sorry for poor Wilco Lowe.
Why, Nas? Because Rassi only gave him 3 minutes of game time.
No, because his parents named him after a brand of wheel spanner. I mean, who calls their child Wilco?
And what an amazing day it must have been for Skara Brits.
Yes, you. Skulk Brits captaining the box at his age must have been quite an honour.
Yes, but Boetz is only the second oldest to captain the Springboks behind Victor Matfield.
My word, how old is the man? I remember him making his debut just after I retired.
Yeah, I think his son played in his place for Saracens over the weekend.
Okay, enough stuffing around you two. Anyone else stand out for you on Saturday?
Yes, Ergie Snyman.
Apart from Ergie Snyman Blades,
well, on performance alone, it must be man of the match, Saburi Nkosi Sikelele Africa. What a brilliant performance. He's certainly going to push Herschel Yankees for his place on the wing.
Beware, Janty, you. If Herschel Yankees is on the wing, we're in a lot of trouble.
Jeez, how many Yankees do we have in the squad anyway?
Not enough in my books, Huey. Make all the Yankees Boca, I say.
Apart from the Springboks, I think the Argentines are going to be a handful in the World Cup group of death this year.
Yeah, England and France are going to have to cut their work out for them. You mean have their work cut out for them, Peter? But yes, we've all been there and I agree. They were very unlucky not to win on Saturday.
Brilliant improvement from Jean Pablo Montoya and his Pumas, and particularly Tom Petty, who lived up to his promise and never backed down.
Okay, Juan Pablo Montoya was a Formula One.
Yes, Joel. Let's just move on. Time is running out. Next up, Japan for the box and then the World Cup. In just 1 month, we play the All Blacks in our first match.
Yes, I can't wait. It's going to be gevaarlijk.
Me too.
And so am I.
I am very excited at the prospect.
Definitely sounds like it. Rassi has trimmed his squad for the World Cup. We'll look at that next week. Cheers.
That was another original OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.